I'm Hartley Carnes. The economy just might be stronger in the second half of the year, as some have predicted. From Europe comes word France and Germany won't let Greece fall or the banks that hold the paper. Assets advisor Hugh Johnson.
Slowly but surely, it seems, since August, we're starting to rebuild confidence that this is just a very severe correction and an ongoing bull market, and the economy will continue to recover.
An analysis shows household incomes are down more than 10% since the recession began, dipping below 50,000 average for the first time in years. We asked some people in New York what they think about declining incomes. Here's one woman.
I think that the people who look at this as some kind of like angry kids movement are wrong. I think this is the mood of America.
In Washington, D.C., Occupy demonstrators are refusing to break camp as required by their permit. The police have not yet said what they will do there. On Wall Street, the Dow up 266 points. So far today, the Nasdaq has gained 71. Reaction at the White House to the crackdown on what started as a peaceful protest by Coptic Christians over ongoing persecution in Egypt.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. President Obama is expressing deep concern about the violence in Egypt, asking everyone to act with restraint. He says the rights of minorities, including Christians, must be respected, and he says recent events should not stand in the way of timely elections.
26 people died. Hundreds were hurt in violence. President Obama is visiting Walter Reed in Bethesda, Maryland today, spending time with wounded warriors as the U.S. enters year 11 of war in Afghanistan. Republican presidential contender John Huntsman gave his foreign policy speech today in New Hampshire, calling for scaling back U.S. involvement in international conflicts.
President Obama's policies have weakened America and thus diminished America's presence on the global stage.
He says America needs to focus on rebuilding the domestic economy. First day pre-orders for Apple's new iPhone 4S broke the record.
This is obviously a very impressive record for Apple to sell more than a million phones in a single day. It's worth noting, though, that they've added an additional carrier in the U.S. Sprint is now part of the equation.
CNET and CBS News tech consultant Larry Magid. The phone rang twice from Sweden to let Princeton's Christopher Sims know he would share in the Nobel Prize in Economics.
She picked up the phone and fumbled with it and could not find the talk button in the dark. So the phone stopped ringing, and we decided probably was the wrong number, and we're going to go back to bed. But then I said, wait a minute, if the Nobel Prize would actually call at this time. So.
Sims joins Thomas Sargent of NYU in the Nobel for their study into the relationship of the economy, interest rates, spending, and other government policy. This is CBS News.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat. Or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all and save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from clothes to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
A water hazard that will convince you to take a drop if you manage to put your golf ball in it.
The general manager of Carbrook Golf Club gets some interesting reactions from visiting players.
You can't believe how close you are. That's probably the biggest thing. I mean, you'd be 6 feet away. Yeah, they're just amazed.
The sharks are thriving in the well-stocked lake, even breeding.
What's it like working on a shark-infested golf course?
It's all right, don't get too close.
In the past, local kids used to jump in the lake here to collect lost golf balls for a bit of extra pocket money. Funnily enough, no amount of money will get them to go in the lake today.
Sky News correspondent Jonathan Samuels in Brisbane. Albuquerque police say they caught the burglar because he left his cell phone behind in the home. He dropped it in his haste to leave because the family came home with him in the house. On the phone, his Facebook profile. Police say he was on parole, too. Hartley Carnes, CBS News.
You know what it's like to put in a long day on the job. Tough on your body, tougher on your feet. Hey, I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. Wolverine ContourWell boots are designed with perfect flexibility right where you need it for unbeatable comfort all day long. Whether it's a 14-hour day on the job site or those weekend projects around the house, Wolverine ContourWell are the boots you never stop wearing. Wolverine, dedicated to hard work. Get Wolverine at WorkWorld, America's workwear and boot store. We're working for you.
Cold and flu season's coming, so stock up on everything you need before it gets here. Walmart has low prices every day on everything to fight back. Like a pack of 225 Clorox disinfecting wipes for surfaces, just $9.97. Advil for fever and headaches, and Robitussin Peak Cold for cough and chest congestion. Wow, I better stock up on this stuff. A radio announcer with a cold? Not good. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Uses directly, keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
It is Columbus Day. Yahoo!
And now, here's Bill Binica.
I put my flag up.
I did.
Now, here's the thing, though, and you should, too. But here's the thing right here we're going to tell you about. And you know what we're going to hear for music? The very last thing we play today is called, it was from a movie called 1492, The Conquest of Paradise. It's coming up in our lives there. Okay, now let's see what else I got going on. Let's talk about the weekend. We had some really cool pro football yesterday. We had some great high school football on Friday, but then on Saturday we had the Cal Poly Mustangs. Oklahoma bites the big one, 44-25 under the Mustangs' ferocious offense.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osos in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most spodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
Some people are afraid to get an MRI because they think their only option is being put into a narrow tunnel. This is no longer true. San Luis Diagnostic Center just installed a new 3-Tesla ultra-high-field MRI system with an opening that is 40% larger and much shorter than other systems. Now even the most claustrophobic person can have an MRI without concern. It produces crisper, clearer images that can diagnose disease far earlier, and scans take half as long. As a diagnostic facility dedicated to outpatient care, San Luis Diagnostic Center strives to make sure your appointments are on time and at your convenience. When your doctor tells you you need an MRI, take control of your health care and call San Luis Diagnostic Center at 542-9700 before someone else chooses for you.
Yeah.
All major insurances are accepted.
You can get the big tube. The tube. You don't want that tube. I barely fit in the tube anymore. I don't know what they'll do now. They'll send me a San Luis Diagnostic, I hope. Alright. And by the way, if you're a vet and you have to go down to Wadsworth in L.A., which is the nightmare of all time anyway, as you well know, and for an MRI, just tell them because they don't have a big one. They only have the tubes. So just say, I got claustrophobia. I even think, well, you shouldn't be telling people that, Bill. Yeah, I should. I have claustrophobia, and I get in a dang tube, and I hate it. But I never. But I think they have to send you someplace else, like right here at San Luis Diagnostics. So that's something on it. Now, let's find out about today, what happened on this day in history, and why it happened, and Columbus, and the Indians, and everything. Here we have it right here. Our flashback in history, our Highland history, on October 10th of 1911. Chinese revolutionaries launched the Wenchang Uprising, which led to the collapse of the Qing Ko or Manchu dynasty and the establishment of the Republic of China. On this date in 1845, I guess we're not going back that far. In this date, 1845, the U.S. Naval Academy was established in Annapolis, Maryland. In 1943, Chiang Kai-shek took oath of office as the president of China. And 10 years ago, U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi of California won the race for the post of House Democratic leader. Our birthday today, born today, rock star musician Cyril Neville of the Neville Brothers is 63, actress Jessica Harper is 62, rock singer David Lee Roth is 57, country singer Tanya Tucker is 53, NFL quarterback Brett Favre is 42. We're going to be hearing from Scotty McCreery today, a little country stuff, but right now we want to say happy birthday to them and to you up your birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Your business will work better when you work with Coastal Computers. Coastal Computers is here for small business. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes your successful, user-friendly, and painless operation. Really, computer networking with a tail doesn't wag the dog. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients, and they're worth a call. 543-9047, 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. People in the business of letting you get on with your business. Call 543-9047 for Coastal Computers.
And we're going to start today with our CalCoastNews.com right here on KYNS, your news station, talking about what's going on in CalCoast News. Right at the top of the last thing logged, Netflix drops their controversial Quickster plan. Netflix, the country's leading movie and rental business, has decided to drop their controversial plan to create two separate websites, one for DVDs and one for streaming. However, a recent price increase that led to a backlash from consumers and a slide in the company's stock price remains in place. In July, Netflix dropped a $9.99 a month plan that let customers watch an unlimited number of movies online and rent one DVD at a time. Now subscribers who want the combination must pay $15.98 a month, $7.99 for movie streaming, and $7.99 to receive a disc in the mail. It's clear that many of our members that things are bad. I'll say that. That's what that means. That's really what's clear to your members is that things really suck. All right, now. Next up. Now, this is interesting, too, because we've had, there's been a lot of people writing letters to the editor saying somehow the news missed, everybody's news missed what was going near riot conditions during WOW Week this last 2 weeks ago. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is investigating an excessive drinking incident involving Alpha Phi Sorority Director of Student Life and Leadership Stephen Lamb told the Mustang Daily. A concerned parent asked campus administrators to look at allegations that an Alpha Phi pledge was taken to the hospital following excessive drinking with members of the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity. The incident occurred on September 28th, the night following the announcement of formal sorority bids, the Mustang Daily said. While Lamb confirmed the investigation, he would not say whether Cal Poly is investigating the possibility of alcohol offense or hazing. Let me read that again to you. While Lamb confirmed the investigation, would not say whether Cal Poly is investigating the possibility of alcohol offense or hazing. So then what else would you be investigating if you're not investigating that? Barring that, there's nothing to examine. There's nothing to investigate. Barring that, so we're kind of guessing that that's what they're doing. We're going to have to guess on that. All right, other things that are going on. Great downtown San Luis Obispo, the happiest city in the United States. Is one step away from that again. The San Francisco City Council approved a $91,500 increase in the cost of parking sign replacement, and it's a project in an October 4th meeting. City staffers told the council in July that the project would cost $11,000, but parking services manager Robert Horch said that Tuesday, $102,500 must now be allocated from the parking fund to complete the work. Horch said the heavy workload has been tying down the city's street crews, so the task needs to be contracted out to a private firm for a bid with an engineer's estimate at $82,000. That's the estimate. Okay. Here's what he said. Wait. We didn't get good information in the first place, and now I don't understand what we are approving, Mark said. This is the mayor. Said the new proposal confused and frustrated her, but she voted for it anyway. That's a good way to run a city, I think. There's no better way to do it. Okay, I'll say it. She said, I'm going to staff and say, please don't ever do this again. Till the next time. Next time that someone comes up. Let's see what else we got going on today. Things we need to know. Things that are in the news. All right. This is, and there's lots to do about this, like crazy. There's lots of people. California Dream Act, which Governor Jerry Brown signed into law Saturday, could cost the state $14.5 million a year in state grants to illegal immigrants. The California Department of Finance estimates 2,500 additional universities and community college students will qualify for Cal grants as a result of the Dream Act, according to the LA Times. Controversial measure gives illegal immigrants, college students, access to state-funded financial aid. Opponents contend it will take funds away from legal residents. At a time the state is broke and raising tuition on legal residents, the DREAM Act is a reckless use of taxpayer money, said Federation for American Immigration Reform spokesman Kristen Williamson in the LA Times. Now, if you look at Jotopia over the weekend, Jotopia really addressed this issue a second time because a lot of people hate him for his feelings about the thing. I said the DREAM Act is it only makes sense because the people that came, we've already given them a high school education, and the people that came here came not of their own volition. They were brought here as children. And so I can see where there's a lot of illegal immigration that people say, well, that really sucks, and we got to do something about it. I understand that. But when you take somebody that had no choice in the matter, they had absolutely no choice. What, are they supposed to turn 10 years old and hike back? I don't think so. But anyway, we can talk more about that. Now, here's another thing I want. We hit on this, I think, at the end of the week, but I'm not sure. So I do want to bring it up because I talked to Sheriff Ian Parkinson on Friday. So let come on, please. All right. The feds explained the medical marijuana crackdown. So here's what they're saying. The top U.S. prosecutors in California said their enforcement effort is aimed at curtailing the large for-profit marijuana industry that has developed since the passage of California Prop 215 in 1996, the referendum that made California the first state to permit marijuana use for medical purposes. While California law permits collective cultivation of marijuana in limited circumstances, it does not allow commercial distribution through the storefront model we see across California, said Andre Briotti, the U.S. attorney in L.A. Prosecutors said they would not be targeting truly sick people or those producing marijuana for people they are caring for as long as they have been following proper guidelines. Now, large commercial operators cloak their money-making activities in the guise of helping sick people when, in fact, they are helping themselves, said Benjamin Wagner, the United States Attorney for the Eastern District of California. Our interest is in enforcing federal criminal law, not prosecuting seriously sick people and those who are caring for them. So here's what Sheriff Parkinson told me. I said, well, you know, this looks like a fallback thing. And he goes, it's not really, because that's what I was saying with Karen on Friday. He said, what's happened basically is that California law, as far as the feds are concerned, is too ambiguous. You know, it wasn't written well, and Prop 215 wasn't written well. And so the problem is it creates a disparity in how they can enforce these big, huge operators, collective cultivation, for profit versus collective cultivation that's a nonprofit in organization. So what they're saying is, the sheriff is saying is, if in fact, the people can prove that every dime of everything that went in went back to the people that put the dime in, then there's no profit in that. So therefore, we will have no problem with that. But anything that's a little dicey, we got to find out what the person's doing. If they're trying to obey federal law at all, So he said, it's not like we're going to go out and arrest a bunch of people, but we got to find out what's going on, and we have to get Sacramento to write some better guidelines as to how the law should work so people fully and completely understand it. The federal government said, well, this is how we see it as it should be, but unfortunately, the state of California didn't write it that way. So that's where we stand right now, and I appreciate the fact that Sheriff Barnes gave me a holler back so we can talk about it. So it's so here's another thing. In addition to criminal cases and the forfeiture actions, the United States Attorney's Office sent dozens of letters Thursday to people affiliated with 38 marijuana stores in selected cities across Southern California. Those receiving letters, the owners of the buildings where the stores are allowed to operate, as well as some owners of the illegal stores, are warned that the stores are operating in violation of federal law. They have 2 weeks to take the necessary steps to discontinue the sale and or distribution of marijuana, as the stores are at risk losing their property. Ain't kidding around. So right now we don't have anything. We don't really have anything in San Luis Obispo County, except we do have, medical marijuana facilities, and those are those don't come under this auspices at all. Those are totally legal. So here's what it comes down to, really. You know, if you're using marijuana for medical purposes, and you're not inclined to grow it yourself, then go get a prescription from these people, and then they'll help provide it to you. That's my suggestion to you. Wait, I got a fancy thing I did here. You know, I was going to wait till we had everything up on the web, but that, who knows? I'm not even going to guess anymore. So let me see if I can find this for you real quick, because it's really kind of nifty, and I want to play it for you right now. I'm in like Flynn. All right. Here it comes. You ready for this? This is for our news update that we just had with CalCoastNews.com. I like it.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
That's it right there. That's it right there. All right. Now, you know who's going to come in here any minute now? Is listen to this name. You'll love this. Shazala Sinclair. C-Y-N-C-L-A-I-R-E. Shazala Sinclair. Who's now in Oceano. She's doing Oceano cleanup. We met years upon years upon years ago back in the late 80s, early 90s up in Santa Margarita. We're going to talk about Oceano Housing Community Cleanup Day. And what's going on with that? Now, what the people are saying down there is what has to be cleaned up is the muck and the goo that's in the canal there. You know, that's the first thing that has to be cleaned up, is what they're saying. Okay. Now, here's something else I want to share with you today, because it's absolutely incredible. It's incredibly insane right here. I tell you, it's insane. This is the Boston Bruins bar tab receipt after getting back to town in celebration of bringing the cup back to the Bean Town. Note that this was only for 4 hours. In the comments below, check out the cost of one bottle of Midas champagne, because only six exist, and the tip. All right, so here, let's just go down this thing right here. So they were at the Shrine MGM Grand at Foxwoods in Mashantucket, Connecticut. All right, here we go. One bottle of Bacardi, $300. $300 for a bottle of rum. They pay $300 for a rum. 18 Red Bull, sugar-free, $90. 18 Red Bull, not sugar-free, $90. One Kamikaze, $10. Eight bottles of Goose at $600 is $5,400. I'm not sure if that's Grey Goose vodka, I guess. Four bottles of Crown Victoria at $300 a bottle, $1,200. 35 Jaeger bombs at $15 a holler was $525. Three bottles of Captain Morgan at $300 each was $900 added to tab. Five Jaegermeisters at $10 was $50. I think it's whiskey. $350. One bottle of Ciroc Red, whatever that may be. Maybe that's the other thing is wine. $350. Ten Grey Goose at $12, $120. One Pyrat is $10. Two Bacardi somethings is $20. Three Bacardi somethings is $30. One Bacardi something else is $10. Five Captain Morgans at $10 is $50. One Ciro Red Berry is $12. JW Black is $12. Johnny Walker, yes. Jack Daniels at $10 is seven of those. That's $70. Six 42 Belows at $10. That's $60. One Patron Silver at $12. One Hennessy at $12. 136 Bud Lights at $5 a holler is $680. Two Coors Light at $5 is $10. There's people that don't want to fit in. They don't care. Hey, we'll do our own life here. You know what I mean? Okay, one Amstel Light at $6. One Corona at $6. Four Heineken at $6 is $24. Two Blue Moon at $6 is $12. We haven't got to the expensive stuff yet. One Heineken Light is $6. One bottle of complimentary champagne. They got a bottle of complimentary champagne, which is cool. Okay, but then a bottle of Ace of Spades. I have no idea what that is. It's $800. One bottle of Ace of Magnum was two of these, too. So then they got two of these other things. They were Magnums. They were $4,000. 20 bottles of Moet were $4,000. Four bottles of Ace Rose were $4,800. Three bottles of Moet Split is $54. And here's the one you've been waiting for right here. Here's the one you've been waiting for. Right, let me do this one first. 67 Fiji Small Waters. This is just for water. They spent $268. But here's the bottle of Ace Midas Champagne. One bottle of Ace Midas Champagne cost... Are you ready? And this is for a party to celebrate you've won a game and all that kind of stuff. $100,000. Serious. Here's the receipt right here. So here, you had liquor, $9,683. Beer, $744. Wine, $113,654. Non-alcoholic beverage was $268. Tax was $74.60. You know what the tip was on this bill? $24,000. Can you imagine the waitress on this? $24,869. There's a good night. So the total tab for the Boston Bruins to celebrate their win in the Stanley Cup was $156,679.74. Shazam.
I know I'm still young, but I know how I feel. I might not have too much experience, but I know when love is real. By the way my heart starts pounding when I look into your eyes, I might look a little silly standing with my arms stretched open wide. I love you this big, eyes have never seen this big, no one's ever dreamed this big. I'll spend the rest of my life explaining what words cannot describe, but I'll try. I love you this big. I love you to the moon and back. I love you all the time, deeper than the ocean, higher than the pines. Cause girl, you do something to me deep down in my heart. I know I look a little crazy standing with my arms stretched all apart. I love you this big, eyes have never seen this big, no one's ever dreamed this big. And I'll spend the rest of my life explaining what words cannot describe, but I'll try. I love you this big, so much bigger than I ever dreamed my heart. Your name in stars across the sky.
I love you this big. Oh, eyes have never seen this big. No one's ever dreamed this big. And I'll spend the rest of my life explaining what words cannot describe, but I'll try. I love you this big. Oh, eyes have never seen this big. No one's ever dreamed this big. And I'll spend the rest of my life explaining what words cannot describe, but I'll try. I love you this big.
Scotty McCreery, American Idol winner, 17 years old, by the way. And I never watched American Idol that much, but I knew who he was. So I played his new album, Clear as Day. Clear as the nose on my face. Now, you're Bill Benneke. This is Talk Is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYMS, your news station. Let me give you some phone numbers today, because you might want to raise heck about Christopher Columbus. 786-2578, that's 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340, 1-866-937-1340. Before we talk about anything, we're going to talk about John Spencer's Fresh Markets, because he's got the greatest stuff in the whole wide world. And right now, here you can get some great deals, $1.59 a pound for boneless, skinless chicken breasts. And then, don't forget that Harris Ranch Baja fillets are on sale today and tomorrow for $4.99 a pound. Buy one, barbecue it, you'll love it. You'll love it. And another thing, too, I mentioned this to you, but maybe I should be more specific about something about this. They grind their own hamburger at Spencer's. That means they get to choose what pieces of meat they put in there and everything. So if you eat Spencer's hamburger and it tastes a whole lot better than other hamburger you've had, don't be surprised, because it tastes a whole lot better than other hamburger that comes in big old chubs from L.A. They actually grind their own hamburger. Makes a difference. Makes a huge. That's not an assortment of poop. It's they take a piece of meat and grind it. How can you beat that? You can't, for gosh sakes. In the beverage aisle, here's a sale price, 2 for $3. Free 2 liters Coca-Cola, selected varieties, etc. when you buy 3 12 packs at a sale price. Stock up. What the heck? Stock up. Stock up. Bud Light and Coors and Tecate beer is $12.99 for 20 packs. And then let's see what else we got over here that we want to talk about. Well, here's a big thing going on here. Knott's Camp Spooky VIP Package Entry Form. So you can put in your name. They'll stick it in a box. If your name's chosen, you get to go down to Knott's and go to the Spooky Park. All right. And then they have in the frozen and deli stuff, they got all kinds of great things on sale. 4 for $5 Banquet Value Meals, $2.99 8-pack of Las Campanas Frozen Burritos. And then... You're saying, what else, Bill? What about in the deli department? Service deli. Boar's Head Deluxe Roast Beef, $8.99 a pound. $3.99 a pound for Buffalo Glazed Chicken Wings. And also $4.99 a pound for Tri-Tip Sandwich. You can get a great Tri-Tip Sandwich for $4.99. Mm. Fresh coleslaw, $1.99 a pound. This is a good coleslaw. You have coleslaw that tastes like, well, you're not really sure. Okay, well, and then $3.99 a pound for chicken noodle casserole. Everything's right there for you at Spencer's Fresh Markets. Plus, they're fresh and they're nice and they're clean and they're organized. And I like to shop there because I can find the stuff I need to find and not trip over everything. Right there, Spencer's Fresh Market in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and San Luis. Try some of the hamburger, please. Okay, that's it. Now, speaking of Spencer's Fresh Markets, let me hope I'm grabbing the right thing at the right time, at the right moment, on the right day, which has never happened to me before. But hey, it happened today. Holy dump truck. Pastor Doug left a lasting impression. So Julie Salamacha did a very, very, very nice long column about Pastor Doug Carroll and all the things that he was involved in, all the things that he did. And Pastor Doug was a youth counselor, a youth minister at Church of Morro Bay, and then he got just screwed, of course, by multiple sclerosis. And so finally it pooped out on him. And so So Pastor Doug also was totally instrumental in what happened, the Lost at Sea Memorial thing. I mean, and here you got a guy in a wheelchair, you know, and he's the guy that made sure there was chairs and there was a stage and there was the sound equipment and there was the bell and there was everything. And then he got a job from John Spencer, and who's a wonderful man, as you can tell. And John Spencer had him cooking and cleaning. They just had him cooking. And so he had his own little kitchen there because he likes to cook. He liked to cook. So he had his kitchen. He whooped up some stuff you can find on the shelves anyway. And so Pastor Doug passed away here just a couple weeks ago. And he's a man that touched a lot of souls, and he'll be missed. Sit down there, young man. I don't know where my guest is. I don't know. You're not it, but you're it now. All right, wait, here, let me turn this on. Move that thing where it makes sense. All right, there you go. Wait, no, you know one thing I'm going to do? The engineer and I have an agreement. If you had designed the studio, would you put the microphones where you have to see through the boom and everything to look at somebody? No. So we're going to move them that one way over there and that one way over there. And that way we have this clear field of vision.
Oh, that makes sense.
That makes sense to me, too. Now, you know who's supposed to be sitting here right now is Shazala Sinclair. And I don't know why she's late, I guess.
What a great name, Shazala.
Oh, wait till you see Shazala. The name fits. The name fits the dame. This is Mike Atascadero. Mike, seated right here. And how you doing, Mikey?
I'm doing fine. I've except for that change of voice there,
yeah,
entering puberty.
That was different.
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to drop something off to you. I've been meaning to for the last couple of weeks. So there.
Well, that's very nice. Time was served, time to honor Vietnam veterans. Is this a size double extra thingy and all? It has to be able to convert into a tent at any moment, these things.
Yeah, well, it's actually larger on the back.
Oh, it is larger on the back. Time was served. What a very nice shirt. What a very nice man you are to bring me that. Is Shazal out there? Okay. We're going to seat her next to you, Mike. There she is, by God.
I will give her my seat, and I will head out.
That's it. We're not going to talk about anything.
No.
Well, that was very nice to do. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Bill.
Does that look like a Shazala Sinclair or not?
Yes, it does.
I told you. The name fits the dame. All right. Shazala, you sit right there. Well, you're on now. You're on already, so who cares? Am I supposed to talk about something else while you sit down? I'm talking about you sitting down. Here's Shazala, she's sitting down. What a bright, you are just La Fiesta or something right there with all those colors you have. You got pinks and oranges and your hat's all fancy with the same colors and everything. You're fancy.
It's my disguise.
You're a fancy broad. How are you, kiddo?
Pretty jolly, thanks.
Now, Shazala and I, as I mentioned, we met way back in the either late 80s, early 90s in Santa Margarita when I was at Whisper 106 up there. And we haven't seen each other for a long time.
Too long a time.
It's nice to see you right now. She's so cute. She's boning up on her notes right now to make sure she gets it all right. You know. So
in case you need phone numbers.
In case you need
phone
numbers. Okay, wait, I might have some of it. I got it right here.
I sent you stuff.
You just sent me all the stuff I have. We can't fail. I have the information right here before me.
I didn't bring this. Okay.
This is really cool. Holy cow. I got more phone numbers and brains right here. That's all right. Fine. The more the merrier, the way I look at it. All right.
Timing is very, very, very important. I'm so glad I could come and see you today.
Because it's this weekend, it's this big event in Oceano.
Yes, but all the volunteers that we hope to get, we desperately need hundreds or dozens at least.
Thousands, hopefully.
Yes, yes. And on Thursday evening at the OCSD, that's Oceano Community Service District office at the back, all volunteers who would like to help us this weekend should show up at 6:30 for their assignments.
On Thursday evening.
This Thursday.
Now, when did you end up in Oceano? Did you pack your baggage and went down to Oceano? What did you do?
Oh, I've been in Oceano for a decade or three.
It's been a while.
In different addresses, but in the same little old town.
It's been a while since we've seen each other.
Well, it's not a town. It's a
what is it?
Community.
A community. That's right. A burg of some type. Or a borough, perhaps, if you were in Pennsylvania. I've always liked it. I always thought Oceano was kind of fun. But and the community service district has always been quite a hoot to follow also in Oceano. So that's always been quite a bit of entertainment we've had here on the Central Coast. And we hope it ends soon. Because we just want to have people get it done.
That's
all right.
Get it cleaned up.
Let's
Make
talk
us
about
beautiful.
Did you? And I have to tell you something. I vaguely dawned on me when they were talking about the flooding before that it flooded before, and I had forgotten how bad I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah.
So they're saying to the county, they're saying, you know, here we are. Guess what? We're in the county still.
Clean up the creek.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
And well, the willows grow in the creek. Well, we remember, have to get them cleaned out.
Remember what happened in San Luis Obispo? San Luis Obispo, the willows grew in the creek right there by Broad Street and Marsh Street, and the whole area downtown flooded. You know, about how many years ago? 5 years ago, was that? About 5 years ago. Whole area flooded. Campbell's flooded. Army, Navy store, all those places in there flooded.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it was really bad. I mean, it, you figure...
I was too busy noticing the flood in Oceania.
Yes, I'm sure you were. But you figure if it backed up to the Campbell's and went into their building, that's a pretty long way. You know, that's a half a mile, I bet. So that was... it's not Campbell's anymore. Now it's the Mission Thrift Store or whatever. But anyway, so we got to get Oceania cleaned up here, and
yes,
this is a very special weekend to do it. Now, here's the thing. This is on Saturday and Sunday, October 15th and 16th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can get rid of. So now this is like the super-duper pickup that we had in San Luis Obispo here a while back. You can pick old appliances and scrap metal, junk cars, car parts and tires, and furniture. A small fee for mattresses, overstuffed furniture, and tires. Space is limited for a guaranteed pickup. You have to call ahead. So... that's just for the people in Oceania to know that here's the cool thing. You can you got your old stove, you got an old washer, and whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
When we did our cleanup, I'm not saying that I procrastinate, but I was able to get rid of two Christmas trees.
That reminds me, I have a little one to get rid
see
of.
There, see there. But I set them up with little rocks and whatnot, and I have the birds land at them, you know. But once it gets kind of brown and scary in there, they're not that big on it. All right, so here's the thing. Volunteers and donated needed. Keeping the community clean takes everyone working together. You can call Tony. Here's the first number I'm going to give you. Tony at 270-8316 or Betty at 474-1087 to volunteer. Let me do it again, but we'll do it again. 270-8316, and that's Tony or Betty at 474-1087 to volunteer. We need pickup trucks, front loaders, rakes, brooms, shovels, and lots of work gloves, strong hands, and enthusiasm. So it's time to get it done. So remember, this is going to be this Saturday and Sunday, and this is pickup week.
Get well, even supply work gloves.
You will?
The manager of OCSD, the new manager, will supply work gloves. He's working on getting work gloves.
That'll be. I hope they're donated, because otherwise that'll be in the news. People raise hell about work gloves, but not really. You know, and... What's the latest? I don't know where I stand as far as following this whole thing. I remember the county saying, it seems to me what the county was saying is you sort of have, you know, you moved into a place that could flood and you sort of have to clean up your own mess. Now, are they going to help clean up some of the mess? Are they going to do the willows or anything?
Darling, I don't know. It's nothing to do with the committee I'm on called.
No, I understand. I thought we just create
so I'm just not. I'm not knowledgeable about that.
You are so smart to say that. I should actually, my disclaimer when I start my program should be, I'm not really knowledgeable about anything, but I will go ahead and do this anyway. You know, all right. So we don't, and you know, down the hallway, Shazala, is the station that was Whisper 106, you know, and played that pretty soft music and everything.
Yes?
Now it plays rap music and wild stuff, and it's called Wild 106.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not up to snuff. It's
many
not
have
for
changed.
My style.
Many have changed since I've been on the Central Coast, and that's one of them. Tell me else, what have you been doing?
Oh, bits and pieces.
Just stuff, hanging out?
Yeah, well, I do some acting.
Where?
In local theater groups.
Cool.
Here and then.
When have you, when's the last one you did?
San Luis Little Theater sometimes, and God is Still Speaking Players that Kurt Miner invented when he came to be the minister at the church on Los Osos Valley Road.
Oh, right.
He's been a lifetime theater person, so...
I've talked to him.
So we do stuff there, too.
Now, there's a
fun time.
There's a new outfit out here that started, and they've done a couple different shows. And right now they're doing Arsenic and Old Lace called
Sorcerer
Productions.
Yes.
Have you auditioned with them yet?
They're doing it at the Clark Center. It's running right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
was in Arsenic and Old Lace.
I was going to say, did you audition for theirs?
No, I didn't. But
because when I look at you, I'm sorry to say this.
I know, I look like
I think
an
of
old, lady.
Old Lace. Old Lace, I think of. Old Lace,
oh,
I think.
My life
there you are. All right, but,
no, I was in it years ago in Vancouver when I lived in Canada.
I forgot that you acted. I didn't that you act. I forgot you do that.
So, that's it about now. But I got myself involved in this Keep Oceania Beautiful ad hoc committee that was invented at the end of June to try and get all this organized. And there were supposed to be 9 people volunteered, and only 6 have ever appeared at a meeting. And we're all greenhorns, and we're doing our best, running around here and there, trying to get people interested. And we haven't had marvelous response, unfortunately, so far, but we would like to have.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read this just because you sent this kind of cover letter with all this other information.
Okay.
For many years, the town of Oceano suffered from a poor perception among those who live on the Central Coast. As residents and concerned citizens, we have been busy working hard to change that perception. We want to establish pride in our community for those who live in Oceano and want to elevate our reputation among those who live on or visit the Central Coast. The Oceano Community Cleanup is a great community-wide endeavor that is being undertaken by a newly formed ad hoc committee. The committee's sole purpose is to have a one-time massive cleanup exclusively for the Oceano community. This event, once again, is going to take place on Saturday, October 15th, Sunday, October 16th, from approximately 8 to 5. The purpose of the cleanup is to remove all unsightly trash from public view, including old appliances, unwanted vehicles, car parts, and all other junk. To accomplish this, the Keep Oceano Beautiful Committee is providing quick, easy means of disposal. In partnership with the supervisor, Paul Teixeira, and our local community, we have secured tow trucks, roll-off trash bins, and front loaders. Residents will volunteer time and pick up trucks to help those who don't have the means to transport and move their trash. This cleanup is an opportunity for your organization or business to participate locally in improving the living conditions of many citizens who are unable financially or physically to do these things for themselves. By donating funds, volunteer workers, and volunteering pickup trucks, or even by donating food, your organization will be making a difference in your local community. Will you please consider helping us with our effort by calling or filling out the attached form? All right, and so then once again, I'm going to give you these numbers so you have them. So there's 2 people that you can call right off the get-go here.
Tony and Betty.
Tony and Betty.
That you already gave their numbers out.
I know, but where did I put it? I thought I was organized here. Remember when I said I thought I was organized? Remember hearing that from somebody?
Oh, dear, I came here to take lessons.
I'll tell you what. Here you go. This is talk is cheap, and it's cheap for a reason. I'll tell you that. How did I lose these numbers?
Well, you can call the OCSD office.
Okay, but we had these numbers.
And they can give you answers.
They're right here. Oh, that's why. That side's in Spanish is why. I can't read that. All right. So you can call. Yeah, you can call the Oceanic Community Service District at 481-6730. How's that? And you can just look that up on. You can just Google the Oceanic Community Service District. It'll come up. So this is a big cleanup. What's our weather supposed to be this weekend, okay?
It's supposed to be fabulous.
Good, all right.
Unless they change their mind. Dave Hovde of the weatherman from KSVY-TV is coming live on Friday.
Oh, really?
And
he controls the weather, right? He doesn't tell anybody.
He does. He waves his magic wand, and
we get whatever he puts out there.
Right,
yeah. So that's the way it works.
We just entered an entry in the Arroyo Grande Harvest Festival Parade.
Really?
A week ago Saturday. And despite the rain and drizzle, and all the space numbers were marked in chalk on the sidewalk. And the rain washed them out, so we had to drive around a bit to find out where we were supposed to be.
you know what? Just barely, I mean, they lucked out by a
it skin just stopped. Teeth.
Was not only that, was the Imo Nari Festival.
The what?
The Imo Nari, the chalk.
Oh, Imo Nari, yes.
Remember the little light sprinkles that day, and I thought to myself, what are you going to see, puddles of chalk, or what are you going to see down there? Anyway, luckily, it didn't affect it too bad. But I can see where you're saying what happened here.
Right.
Kind of
people were dropping out that were supposed to be in the parade, trucks and people, and at the last minute at all. Really, the last minute, it all fell into place. I even got an email at 3 in the morning saying I can't come.
Do you know that I participated, and my wife Nancy, we participated in, I forget the name of the parade. It was the smallest parade ever done on the Central Coast, honestly. It consisted of a limousine with Whisper's banner on it. And Nancy and I were in there waving out the top of the limousine, you know, to the 12 people that showed up. And there was a family with their kids all dressed up, and they were, you know, all doing, what do you call it, cartwheels and whatnot.
Oh, really?
That was the entire parade. It was
Sounds like Santa Margarita.
Well, Santa Margarita was about 4 times as big. This was a little guy. I don't remember the name of this parade. I don't remember what we were calling it.
But maybe it was a Benica parade.
Maybe it was, and the 12 people that showed up were just
all your
friends.
Children and grandchildren,
yeah.
And aunts and uncles.
That's nice. We had, you know, another thing that happened. These things happen, though, on the Central Coast. We had a very first annual plankton festival one time in Pismo Beach.
Yeah.
And that lasted one whole year. And
the festival lasted one whole year.
That was it. We had it one year, and then it pooped up. We got a plaque, though, because there was a big tug-of-war thing going on. And I forget who was supposed to be on the other side, but nobody was showing up for it. So I just went around the beach, and I asked all these Studley College people, can you just go hold the rope? We have to have 12 people hold the rope. And so we had 12 people holding the rope, and on the other side there was nothing. And so you can see why this festival didn't work out so good. And so we got the little award thing and everything. I still have it home somewhere that we won the first annual Plankton Tug of War Contest and the last annual Plankton Tug of War Contest.
And holding the plankton? Was that what the tug of war was?
I think it was a pit of plankton that you would be dragged into if you failed. And then, of course, I've been involved in the clam festival, which has endured a whole lot longer and more successfully, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it has.
I really love your outfit, Shazala. You look really good.
Oh, thank you.
Shazala.
Well, I asked you what I was supposed to wear, and you said, for goodness sake, it's radio.
That's right, it's radio. No, you look really good.
Thanks.
And it's so nice to see you again. All right. Well, let's get turned out to Oceano. Contact the Oceano Community Service District. Now, let me ask one other question that we haven't answered, and that is, do people bring their own lunch?
No. We are supplying lunch for the volunteers on Saturday and Sunday.
All right, cool.
Now, on Saturday, it'll be at the Oceano Train Depot.
Okay.
You say depot, I think. But anyway.
No, I'm with the depot. I think the English have it right. The depot.
Which is across the street from the fire station.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, there's a question right now. It might be at the same place. But as it stands this minute, it's at the Oceana Community Center as a barbecue.
Okay, barbecue.
Outside.
Cool.
Outside.
Cool.
So,
all right.
Things to be resolved tonight at a meeting.
All right, that's fine. We'll get it all done. And then once again, call the Oceano Community Service District and say, I want to volunteer. Show up on Thursday night at
6:30
at the Oceano Community Service District in the back.
Yes.
Because the stuff they do in the front, nobody wants to know about.
Yes.
And so show up in the pack and meet Shazala and all the gang that's the ad hoc committee and get your shovels ready because it's time to get cleaning up.
Thank you.
Okay. Shazala, I thank you very much for coming in. And I also like garage instead of garage. I just think garage is rather special.
Garage.
What's happened to the guy that Paul McCartney got married for again?
That's right. Darn, I didn't know he was available still.
I don't know what's going on, the guy. So, you know, what we should do is come up with a mathematical formula. If he keeps getting married and his ex-wives take half of what he had, you know, pretty soon he's going to get down there. He's going to be actually a poor man. It's going to take a lot of wives, though.
If he don't keep selling his records. But this lady, I think, is worth, is it 50 or 500 million? Anyway, a whole bunch of money. Yes.
Oh, she's worth it?
Yes.
There's two that got away. Thanks, Shazala.
All right.
Talk to you again.
The Fall Tour 2011 brings you the true rebel. Billy Idol. Friday, October 21st, 8 p.m., Shumash Casino Resort. It's a nice day for a white wedding. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing with myself. A night guaranteed to rock your world. Here she comes, I say, morning. Reserve seats on sale now at Club Shumash, ShumashCasino.com, or call 800-585-3737. Billy Idol, featuring guitarist Steve Stevens. Friday, October 21st, 8 p.m., Shumash Casino Resort. The Billy Idol Fall Tour 2011. Mark it on your calendar.
Oh, come on. We just had this pipe fixed.
Well, if we had just...
I know. If we had just called Ben Franklin Plumbing like you suggested, we wouldn't need another repair.
I don't want to say I told you so, but it's no secret that Ben Franklin Plumbing is the only plumber to call. From remodels to new construction, Ben Franklin Plumbing does the job right the first time. Plus, their 7-day, 24-hour service means every emergency is taken care of quickly and correctly.
Fine. Let's call Ben Franklin Plumbing.
You'll like this part. Ben Franklin Franklin Plumbing is offering $50 off all new business. And when Ben Franklin Plumbing schedules an appointment, they're on time. Or they pay $5 a minute for every minute they're late.
Are you telling me that a plumber will pay me when they're not on time?
That's right, but don't spend that money so fast. Ben Franklin Plumbing is committed to on-time quality service.
So, what's Ben Franklin Plumbing's number?
866, that's his prefix, that
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Wall Street has had a very nice day. The Dow gaining nearly 330 points. The NASDAQ up over 80 points, about 83 and change. The reason, more confidence that Greece won't fail, and the banks that hold the paper will get more capital from France and Germany. CBS's Alexis Christopherson.
There has been this reluctance to address bank recapitalization, which the markets view as critical. So this pledge that there's going to be a plan at the end of the month is sort of recognition by those who matter on this issue, and Wall Street rallied because of it.
The recession has been hard on household incomes. Since it began, incomes are down nearly 10%, and supply and demand make the employment markets now.
Out of workers fortunate enough to find another job, often something part-time, face another set of problems.
Job losers suffer substantial earnings losses, even when they find a new job.
A study by Princeton economics professor Henry Farber shows that for the so-called re-employed, new jobs pay about 17% less than the previous ones. For this man, the reason is simple.
When they do hire, they're paying less because people will take less.
A significant trend that is propelling the notion, if not the reality, that the recession has not ended. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
The Occupy D.C. protesters say their permit may have expired, but they are staying put.
We say no!
Protesters say they'll leave when they're ready, and they're not ready.
When we feel like we've done enough here of bringing people together to talk about the issues.
Police have not forced the issue and promised to keep talking with those laying out their frustrations.
Tax the rich.
We need to have a free education system.
The diverse group also wants to avoid labels.
I own a home. I have two kids in school. I'm a regular guy, and I am not an angry hippie with purple hair.
Andrew Mullenbeck for CBS News, Washington.
Netflix decided the customer's right. The company will not be split up. It'll continue to be a one-stop destination for movies, DVDs, or streaming.
The idea of splitting Netflix into two companies at this point always did feel a little half-baked, to be honest. It seemed that Netflix had not thought that decision all the way through.
Molly Wood at CNET. The Dow again, up 329 points. NASDAQ gained 86 today. Health news that won't be too hard to take. Women should eat dark chocolate every week, 2 bars per week, which researchers say lowers the risk of stroke by as much as 20%. WebMD editor Dr. Laura Martin.
The researchers think that it's the ingredient in chocolate called flavonoids, and these flavonoids are very powerful antioxidants, and the antioxidants help protect the lining of blood vessels.
Researchers say it's probably good for men, too, but they can't say for sure because the study focused on women. Life and death at the Chicago Marathon. A North Carolina firefighter collapsed and died 500 yards from the finish. And 27-year-old Amber Miller finished the marathon and then hours later gave birth to her daughter. It was her 8th big race, her baby's first. She's named her June. This is CBS News.
Ever since Chase Freedom announced their $1 million Get Your Cash Back sweepstakes, the phones have been ringing off the hook. But you don't need to call. All you have to do is like the Chase Freedom Facebook page and enter for your chance to win. Well, now I miss the ringing. Get your cash back in the Chase Freedom $1 million Get Your Cash Back sweepstakes.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Sweepstakes end 10-23-11, void where prohibited. Open to U.S. residents 21 or older for complete official rules on how to enter. Go to Facebook.com/Chase Freedom Cashback. Facebook not associated with this promotion.
Do you run a small business? How do you back up your computer files? If the answer is not Carbonite Business, you can do better. Unlike external drives or DVDs, Carbonite delivers online backup protection for all your computers. It's automatic, continual, and off-site. Finally, a better way to backup. Online for as little as $229 a year. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. Use offer code FINALLY and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code FINALLY.
Who was behind the anthrax terror a decade ago? Three scientists argue in a new paper, probably not the man who was under the microscope for it.
Bruce Ivins killed himself as federal officials were preparing to arrest him. One of the paper's authors, Louisiana State University professor Martin Hugh Jones, says the anthrax had a sophisticated coating, which would have been difficult for a microbiologist to create on his own.
I've always doubted it. I knew him for years. He wasn't this sort of person. And secondly, he had no experience with dry spores.
Hugh Jones says if the General Accounting Office finds his article is correct, investigators should look into research paperwork. Matt Dwyer, CBS News, Farmington, Connecticut.
A housekeeper's cart bumped into a can of bear repellent, which discharged at a Salt Lake City Marriott hotel. It's like pepper spray, as the fire chief explained, only 10 times stronger. The hotel was evacuated of its hacking, coughing guests, and bears avoided the building entirely. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat. Or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all. And save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary.
Talk is cheap. I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, and durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonne. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, across from the DMV in San Luis Obispo. And now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age, and it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. With a wide selection to choose from, they also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 20, across from the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
Right there. Actually, about 23 and a half. It's a Monday. You're at Bill Back at Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYMS, your news station in San Luis Obispo, California. Our phone numbers are 786-2578, 786-2578, and 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. Okay. Let me look at something here real quick. I know what it is. Somebody's dropping the ball here. Somebody's really bonering up this thing. Here's what it is. They have the B of A is now going to charge $5 a month, I guess it's a month, for you to use your debit card, you know, to get your own money. Because they say the fees are high, you know, whatever. I'm not sure. I have to ask a merchant what the fees would be. And so then... So here's my idea. I can't believe that Capital One or someone else, Discover, somebody, isn't really latching onto this thing, because a lot of people are really torqued off at B of A. And now they're saying that, you know, people can't just drop their accounts right away. There's some kind of shenanigans going on, so they're not running the bank. But here's the thing they can do. You can change, and here's where that really makes a difference for them as far as money. you could change your Visa card, your or American Express. What do you call it? Visa or the other one, whatever it's called. MasterCard. Visa, MasterCard. You could change your card. Or you get an American Express if you want. Or just get a Visa or MasterCard from somebody else, like or a Discover card, or get a Capital One, something. But why aren't these people... Now, if I was sitting there in the big corporate management of Capital One, I'd say, bang, run some advertising saying that, you know what, we'll even give you a reduced interest rate for the first year, or we'll give you a reduced interest rate for the rest of your life. I don't care. It would be worth it to try to get all those accounts that are now B of A's. I can't market for everybody, you know, but I can't think for every business, you know. I'm just one man, but I'm trying to help out there. I'm just trying to understand. But you may want to do it yourself. Okay, that's how they go neener. That's how to do it. Eiders Appliances, you know, they're not just appliances, we know, because they got a sleep shop, but they got a kitchen and fix them up in place. They got all the outdoor equipment. They got the great outdoor pools and spas. They got the barbecue stuff and all that. But now they got new things. They have Oreck vacuum cleaners, so you can go to your local Eiders store and get an Oreck. You have also, they got Lane chairs up in Paso. And if you want a big old easy chair, you know, maybe it's that time. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I know very young people that had big old easy chairs. Anyhow. They can get Lane chairs. They have Lane up at a whole bunch of them up in Paso. So and then you've got your appliances. Oh, you got great appliances right there. So I want to remind you of this, because sometimes people forget, you know, and they say, did Bill say this was possible? Refrigeration in the drawer. You can get drawer refrigerators. So let's say there's stuff you use all the time and you don't want to open the big old thing and have all the air come out. They have them in drawers, and you can just say, okay, they have drawer dishwashers. So let's say you say, I don't really want to have a big dishwasher in the joint. I don't want that. So yeah, you hear what I'm saying to you. You can make your kitchen look totally different than it's ever looked before. I don't think they have an oven in the drawer yet. You could just throw some briquettes in there and light them, and then try to put them out before the house burns down. But it's still a pretty cool deal right there. So I would say that you should be considering what's going on with some of your appliances and know what you can get, because they got some great stuff going on. Eiders Appliances in Paso, San Luis Obispo, and Atascadero. And don't forget Factory Plans, 40% off. Do not forget, I got to thank Mike again for my shirt. What a very nice shirt. For a Vietnam vet. Trapped, where is it? Right there. Let's talk about other things that are going on in our world. Okay, so we actually played our 1492 thing, you know, there when Shazala was done, because I didn't really know what to do for 5 minutes. So I thought, oh, I'll just do that. So let's see what else is going on. Of course, Al Davis from the Oakland Raiders passed away over the weekend, and the Raiders actually won one for the Gipper, and only because of mistakes made by the team. Other things going on. Very interesting article in the Tribune, I'll say, about the suffragette's success and what happened here in San Luis Obispo. And here's a big thing right here. Come and hear Susan B. Anthony, the woman's champion on the Sixth Amendment at the, what does that say? Something Hall. I can't really read it. Because it's good. San Luis Obispo, Monday evening, October 12th of 96. That's 1896. Splendid music, fine singing, and a good time. And the admission is only 10 cents. Splendid singing and fine music. Okay, it's a dime. What's it cost to get in the pack? It's more than that, isn't it? Thanks. Okay. Now, we're all confused again. One of the things that happened, but I've been trying to research over the weekend and try to understand what the hell they're saying, and it's really hard, is what's happened is let me mention, in case I was impressed with the Sunday Tribune, Saturday, it was pink, you know, in honor of Breast Month, which I'll get Dr. Fred in here, we'll talk. I promise. You're never too young, says a woman, 29, fighting cancer. But the thing that was interesting here is that now you got this organization that told women that they don't need mammograms in their 40s. Now this group's saying that you don't have to be tested, have a PST if you're a man. And this is for prostate cancer. Now, there's not a man in the world that would say, oh, okay, that's not a good idea. I didn't want to take that blood test. It's just a blood test. It's usually part of a screening for all kinds of stuff. Anyway, so they said, you know, they say this is it. Now, here's what I don't quite, here's what I'm thinking, I'm trying to understand what they're saying, okay? Because it's a dicey, it's a whole dicey situation, so I'm trying to figure it out. And that's this. They're saying that what happens is, let's say you test positive for prostate cancer. Then the chances are they're going to go in there and they're going to do a biopsy, which can be unhealthy, you know, because it's an invasive thing and that could be bad. Then the problem is, what if it's they say as often as not, it's misdiagnosed. I think we have a problem with how we're diagnosing, not what we're doing. Anyway, so they say it can be misdiagnosed, in which case then you have prostate surgery, and you can either die, you end up impotent, you end up with urinary incontinence, all that stuff. The problem is, if you don't have the test and you have prostate cancer, by the time you find out you have prostate cancer, what did they say in, remember John Wayne's movie that they redid? What was the John Wayne's movie they redid? Old John Wayne movie. Rooster Cogburn. Remember Rooster Cogburn? And he had developed prostate cancer. And the doc said to me, Jimmy Stewart, said something like, it's not the kind of death that I would ever let happen to myself. That's what he said. Like, you know, do away with yourself instead of getting the prostate cancer. So, I don't know if you have to ask for it. I mean, I go to the VA all the time and they take blood, you know. I don't know what they're doing. But I'm going to just say, can I have that test? Can I please have it? I'd rather risk it and then, you know, see what we're going from there and then have it redone and redone and redone. I'll have it done 10 times. I don't care. And I'd say, okay, this looks bad. Or this turned out to not look so bad after all. It's not making sense. To a lot of us, it's not making sense. Insurer drops coverage of breast cancer drug. Blue Shield's decision on Avastin follows FDA vote about side effects and effectiveness. So here, this breast cancer drug have turned out not to be much of a drug at all for breast cancer, which turns out to be really weird, because then you go back to the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, and you say to yourself, well, you approved it. You know, studies had to be done. Somebody had to show you something that you would approve it for breast cancer use. Then the FDA formed its own oversight committee because they were screwing up all the time. Okay, I'll tell you. Oh, and this is for the woman, the wife of the policeman. Income falls despite end of recession. Researchers blame unemployment for a largest downturn in household standards of living in years. Between June 2009, when the recession officially ended, such as it did, and June 2011, inflation-adjusted median household income fell 6.7% to $49,909, according to the Census Bureau. The finding helps explain why Americans' attitudes toward the economy, the country's direction, and its political leaders have continued to sour, even when the economy has been growing. But then they said, I forget how many, there was a number somewhere, and I don't have it right at the tip of my fingers, but there's a number somewhere, and it had how many people have not been employed for a whole year, how many millions of people had not been employed for a whole year. And it's right here, 4.5 million people have been jobless a year or more. Unemployed seek job bias protection. Some Americans say firms won't hire them because they've been out of work too long. The president's job bill would ban that practice. Which is, and I have to admit, it doesn't make any sense in the whole wide world. I don't understand that whatsoever. It's to make an assumption that someone is with as few jobs as there are out there, you know, and I don't care if you're talking about doing the hamburgers, you know, on Churro Street, or you're talking about Home Depot or whatever else you want to talk about, or an actual job. You know, to say, well, you must not be very desirable because you haven't been able to find work. What a ridiculous premise that is. What a completely ridiculous premise that is. I don't get it. Now, back in the old days when I was a program director and we did, you know, played records and I was a DJ and all that. And back in the old days, it kind of reminds me of this, is that whenever somebody would physically come to the radio station, I felt I owed them the time to talk to them and to listen to their air check. You know, there's a certain way you did an air thing, and you kind of just telescoped it down, and mostly you were doing the talking, and the music was pretty much limited. and listened to their air check. If I liked it, if I thought they needed help, then I would say, well, here's an area that you got to improve in, I think, you know. And but some, I mean, I had a lot of, I had quite a few people walk in the door with a really, really good tape. And I'd say, you know, I have nothing available now, but I just promise you I'll hang on to your tape and resume. And if I have an opening, I'll call you. And if you're not doing the thing you want to be doing, maybe you'll say yes. And maybe you'll say, no, I've already got a job and I'm happy and that's it. I said, that's fine with me. And I can't tell. And I also, you know, people would just send you air checks and tapes, air checks and resumes. And I'd listen to all of those and read those and see what they sounded like. I have to tell you the truth. Some of the best people I ever hired were people that walked in the door. I had nothing at that time and called them 6 months later and said, I got an opening. Do you want to come? Probably half of the, again, as many of those are people that just sent a tape and a resume. I'd never met them, but their work was fine. And so, you know, of course you never took anything at face value. You'd ask them to do another one. The most amazing thing one time was a young lady came and she just got done with college, I think, and she gave me her tape and everything. And so I listened to it, and she had a voice impediment. She had a definite voice impediment that wasn't something that somebody would find real cute. You know, like, well, that's kind of cute. It was something that wasn't working for her. And I said, I'm going to be very honest with you. You might as well pursue a whole other career, because I said, with your voice impediment, that's not going to fly. And I said, I'm just telling you honestly. And she said, no, I appreciate you are telling me. She actually went and took voice lessons. She took voice lessons, called me a year later, and said, here, this is me. This is how I sound now. I go, wow. So she goes, and so if you ever have an opening, let me know. I said, I guess you really want to work in San Luis. And I did have an opening, and she came to work. And she turned out to be insane, but who could have known that? Yeah. Let me put it this way. I had just left KVC. I had just left about a week before the Las Politas fire. And John Richards was covering that for the whole county. And so she was the assistant to John Richards. And so she was real close to her mom, who lived in Modesto or someplace. Anyway, so she went there almost every weekend to see her. And so here, the whole entire city is about to catch on fire. And so she went to John on Friday and said, is it okay if I go home for the weekend? And John said, yes, and don't come back, because you apparently don't get it. That's just one of the many sagas and tales that can be told about the radio and its weirdness. All right, now, other things are going on. Here's what, you know, because they're individuals now, don't you understand? They're people. Big money wields big role in initiatives. California's system of direct democracy is now dominated by special interests and the very sort it was designed to protect against. Really? 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 So sad. So sad. Other things are going on. I try to find something that's, you know, fun and all that. There's a video up here. A moose was in a swimming pool, but they got it out. So that's probably not what you're hoping for. It's not what I'm hoping for either. All right. And Cairo, religious rages clash. 24 dead and the worst riot since Mubarak's ouster. And who do you think's fighting? The Christians and the Muslims. Remember the Crusades? That kind of takes you back. Okay? And I'm going to say this, but you can disagree with me, okay? And I don't. That's fine. Call in. Here's my numbers: 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. That's 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. When the Europeans came to America, the continent of America, and then we had indigenous people who were, they were indigenous because they had come down from Alaska, so they were not really indigenous, but they were the latest residents. And then the Europeans came in and said, oh, we're going to have to kill you. And they did. Much like the Romans that conquered the world said, we're going to have to kill you. And they did. And so and then America grew from that, and it became whatever it is today. And I have to say something. I was born, you know, just this century. I had nothing to do with any of that. I had nothing to do with how this country has shaped itself from before my birth, for sure, including slavery, to the time of my birth, which is now, a few years ago, until now. I haven't contributed anything. I feel bad about that, but I'm going to get on the phone and talk to somebody. Hello? Darn it, somebody pushed my button. Wait a second. Just give me a second. I think it'll work. Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this the Bill Benica Show?
Yes, ma'am. Who's this?
This is Valerie Johnson.
Valerie Johnson, this is Bill Benica.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Val. How you doing, gal?
I'm doing good. How are you?
This is my pal Val and Al, but this is just Val.
It's just Val.
What are you doing, kid?
Well, I'm on my way to an acupuncture appointment, but I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is, when I listen to the news, I get so irritated because they don't do the who, what, where, and when. Or they'll do part of that, but it's like a few days ago, we heard about a young man that got hit in a crosswalk in Santa Maria.
Yes.
By somebody.
Yes.
They have never stated who did it or what the situation was.
However, I guarantee you what they did tell you was the year and model of the truck he was driving. Did they?
I missed the report when they gave that.
Well, no, but I'm sure they did. I have to tell you the truth. I believe in the who, what, where, and why and all that the reporter should do. But the weird thing is they sometimes leave out part of it, and sometimes they throw in stuff that, to me, is totally irrelevant. I don't give a damn what kind of truck it was that hit the guy. That doesn't matter.
That's right.
I don't care.
It seems like they take whatever spin will make it sound entertaining instead of news. And I am just so tired of not getting the actual facts on what goes on. And it's every news station.
Well, and the other thing, too, about news these days, I want to tell you that kind of breaks my heart in a way, is, and it's more with newspapers, and because of Associated Press. Associated Press is the people that started doing this, and then everybody else in the whole world thought they should do it, too. They don't just tell me a news story, the who, what, where, and when. They start it like a novel. You know, Sally Smith has always liked walking in her rose garden, but then one day she got stung on the butt by a bee. And then they'll tell you some medical story. And it's like, I don't need all that first part.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's weird. So, I agree with you. It's weird.
So how can we get, and it seems to me they do it so that people really have no clue as to what's really going on in the world.
I will do everything I can to improve my quality of news that I put out even though I'm reading their stories.
No, you do a good job. I get good news from you.
Well, I try to kind of milk it down to where it makes the most amount of sense to anybody, because when they do those sagas and tales, it makes no sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how you and Al doing, okay?
We're doing super great.
Are you back?
Yeah, and we have a really, really big gig coming up.
Where's that?
And I'm going to be, I'm in a band called The Stratotone.
Yeah.
And the Santa Barbara Blues Society has asked The Stratotone to play at the Blues Brunch they're doing at Soho on the 30th of October.
Are you going to come and talk to me?
I would love to.
You have my
home. Yeah, that would be great.
You have my home number or email, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you do. I have yours. If you don't have mine, I can find you. So anyway, okay. I promise we'll do that. We'll connect and we'll have you in, okay?
Okay.
Are you
that sounds fine. And then I will give the who, where, why, and when.
Okay. And are you back at Bon Tom singing?
We're going to be at, we are the first and third Wednesdays of the month.
Okay.
And actually, the first Wednesday, we have national recording artist Karen Tyler with us.
Really? Cool, cool, cool.
Every first Wednesday.
She's a great singer. She's a great gal.
She really is. Yeah. And she's an incredible songwriter. We love performing together. So we're doing a lot of duets, trios, and stuff. And then another big thing that's going on the last weekend of this month, the Jubilee by the Sea Jazz Festival is going on in Pismo Beach. And Bon Tom's going to actually start celebrating that the Thursday prior on the 27th. They're going to have, like,
I know, but
five different bands.
But you just told me the thing you're doing is the 30th also.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing a gospel set at the Jubilee at 9 in the morning, and then I'm going to get in my car really fast, me and Al, because Al and Karen Tyler are opening for the Stratatones down in Santa Barbara. And we're going to skedaddle down there and be there on time.
There you go, kid. All right, there's no sense in having your back to the wall when you just relax.
No.
All right, Val.
Hey, you take care, Bill. Great show.
I'll get together with you, and we'll get you on here so we can talk about it.
Cool.
Have a great day, kiddo.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, across from the DMV in San Luis Obispo. And now, easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age, and it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. With a wide selection to choose from, they also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today, 541-1790, or stop by her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, across from the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
When you're ready to see your finances in a whole new way, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our free online tool, My Money Map, you can automatically track deposits and spending, set savings goals, and track your progress over time. My Money Map lets you see how much you're spending on things like groceries versus eating out, and how you're coming along with your budgeting plan. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today to learn more about how My Money Map can help you understand your financial picture. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Country boy, I drive a 4x4. It's usually covered in mud from the axle to the door. It's a little banged up, a little too much rust. But when you're sitting beside me in my old truck, you make that look good, honey, better than it should. Might as well say Cadillac there on the hood. The way you flash that smile, girl, the way you look, no matter what you do, you make that look good. In your old flip-flops, in your worn-out jeans, in that little tank top, you're still a beauty queen. Sitting there on the steps, painting your toenails, with your hair put up in a ponytail, you make that look good, honey, better than it should. Is that my front porch or Hollywood? The way you flash that smile, girl, the way you look, no matter what you do, you make that look good.
Scott A. McCleary, and that's from his new LP, Clear as Day. His new CD, his new music thingy.
Yeah.
There you go. Wrap it up. And then, and you can see what happens when you put, when you throw a bunch of studio musicians in with a guy. I would say that it really it notches it up a tad. When you say anything being on American Idol, I thought it was really good. All right. Other things that happen in our world, and why is the thing we were trying to find. Always trying to find out why they're happening. That's the thing. See if anything makes sense. An awful lot doesn't. There was some more. I don't know why we have so much medical news, but we have a lot of medical news today, but there's important stuff. Under 18 crowd must say goodbye to tanning booths. The supporters of a new state ban say method can cause skin damage that leads to melanoma. And, of course, there's a lot of people that have a lot of tanning beds, and so they say, well, we have to fight this. They've been trying to fight it forever. So they basically made a concession here to melanoma and saying that, you know, usually older people get melanoma anyway. So we'll just have people over 18 get it. Concession. That's a compromise. Brown OK's HPV vaccine legislation. Governor Jerry Brown signed several health-related bills, including one designed to protect teenagers from sexually transmitted diseases. As he raced to finish work Sunday, 100 of bills sent in by state lawmakers, if he's written any of them. One bill, for instance, would let children as young as 12 without their parents' consent. You have no idea what they're doing without their parents' consent now. I lost it here recently. Page of my newspaper disappeared. Yeah, you know that magic you hear about, you know, David Copperfield and what's the name of the other guy, David Blaine and everything. It says go to page 8. I got 4, 5, 6, and 9. So you're saying, Bill, you have to have 7, 8 somewhere. I don't even think so. You think you'd have it? Maybe it got tied up in sports somewhere. No, I don't have it. I really don't have it. I don't think it existed, to tell you the truth. Maybe you check your Tribune and find out. You got Jip telling that you want. How much? Was it 75 cents now? Yeah. What's 2 pages worth? Oh, it's Monday. That's half the paper, for gosh sakes. Okay, see if you get your money back on that. Okay. Other things are going on. After that, just tripped me up and made me feel really, really low. Boxing robots are the undisputed champion of the box office. Chew Jackman's Real Steel said in near future when robot fighters have replaced human beings in the ring. It debuted at number one with $27 million. Ides of March at $10.4 million was the closest thing. It's like, holy cow, that didn't do much. And here's Paul McCartney's wedding. And he got married in the same place that he married Linda Eastman. But here's the deal. So here's this gal, and her name is Nancy Chevelle. Am I saying that right? Chevelle or Chevelle? Who is married to a U.S. lawyer for 20 years, is heiress to a New Jersey hauling firm valued at $340 million, according to media reports. And if it's in New Jersey and it's a hauling firm, it could be worth a lot more than that, really. That's all they're showing the IRS. Okay, that works in Jersey. Okay, other things going on. Debt super committee struggles as the clock ticks. Tick, 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 and they haven't come up with anything yet. It's kind of interesting if you have, if you have 500 some people and they can't come up with it, and then you have to have a committee say, here, you have to come up with stuff, when all the rest of us can't come up with anything, then you have to ask yourself, well, what's the deal on that? How well are they going to do it? All right. This is kind of interesting. Daryl Issa said he might be sending subpoenas to the Obama administration, and this is over this completely bizarre thing. Now, it's interesting he says the Obama administration, because that's a funny way to say that, because that's not really, it's to the FBI. Why'd they say the FBI? Okay. Remember they did this thing where they said, okay, we're going to let the weapons cross the border in Mexico, and we're going to track them, and they lost track of them. Okay, well, he's going to see if he can find out how or why, and they can't explain it, so. You know, I even think they were trying to explain it, and they couldn't. It was that screwed up an operation. So now they're going to be subpoenaed and have to say it again. And it's not going to go really well. Earlier this year, a holder testified to Congress that he hadn't heard about the operation until early 2011. On Sunday, Issa said, "That's just disingenuous on its face." Operation came to light after two assault rifles from the U.S. turned up at a December 2010 shootout in Arizona where border agent Brian Terry was killed. Okay, we'll find. Yeah, who fine? If your guy's lying, we'll find out. Now, Amazon's still battling. And they're saying, hey. Amazon fights Connecticut law on online sales taxes. So they're fighting California, they're fighting Connecticut, they're fighting every which way. And here's why. Now, this is interesting, though, because you have Overstock.com. So they charge you no tax and often free shipping if you pay it more than $25. You spend more than $25. Amazon, no matter what you spend, it's $3 to ship, $2.95. And when they have a special deal going on, it's $1 to ship. I don't care what it is. I can be a locomotive. And it'll ship it to you for a buck. So, and then you have Land's End has gone to free shipping. I'm sure they jacked the price up a little bit to kind of, you know, to take care of the shipping. My opinion is I've noticed on doing business with different people, and some people I won't do business with because I think their shipping is just ridiculous. And it is ridiculous. I mean, it has nothing to do with how much it costs to ship it. It says, okay, well, we didn't charge you this in the price, so we're going to put it in the shipping. And it's not that hard to tell. But anyway, Land's End now charges another shipping. So the thing, but here's the people still, like, I got an email from, I can't even imagine the last time I shopped at Macy's, but okay. The last time I was in Santa Barbara, which was 5 years ago, I think. But anyway, so Macy's, they think, and free shipping. And then you click on it, and it goes, for orders over $99. There's another one today, free shipping for orders over $250. But you don't know that when you see the thing on your email. It says, great sale, free shipping. God, that annoys me. Okay. That's what I'll let you know. All right, other things that may be important to understand. And that is right here. The four generators fail in a recent nuclear plant emergency. Incidents in Tennessee, Virginia will likely factor into new NRC rules. Four generators of power emergency systems at nuclear plants have failed when needed since April, an unusual cluster that has attracted the attention of federal inspectors and could prompt the industry to examine its maintenance plans. I would say they probably wouldn't do that. At a minimum, the failures have prompted the NRC inspectors to increase their security at plants, scrutiny at plants, but these experiences may factor in upcoming rules the NRC will issue in response to the crisis in Japan. Now, wait, we had a letter to the editor today in here. I'm pretty sure we had all kinds of letters to the editor. Holy hell. Let's see. Confusion cleared. This is from James in Paso. As I began reading the article about the Topaz Solar Farm and the power plant's seemingly inexplicable 35-year lifespan, I merely thought, why bother all that money for 35 measly years of electrical generation? A little further reading cleared up my confusion. There are $1.9 billion in federal loan guarantees still outstanding. Sure, the company says that they conveniently missed the deadline, like anyone can forget $1.9 billion just lying around for the taking, and not take steps to cover up the situation. However, I'm sure the current Green administration will be more than happy to give First Solar a time waiver. After all, it was an honest mistake, just like Solidra's business plan. Solidra's how you say it. Solidra's business plan. I have to tell you the truth. I don't, you know, any money lost, as far as I'm concerned, by the federal government is out of my pocket. It's out of your pocket. And that's us dollars to it. You know, and it vexes me when these things happen. But the amount of money lost at that whole program was one mazillionth of money we lose every day on stuff. And so while I'm sorry to see it happen, it's like, guess what? Did you see the article over the weekend in the papers that said the Navy is installing all the solar stuff at Navy bases, but it won't pay for itself. As a matter of fact, it's going to cost the American public, I forget how many millions of dollars, because they're installing the solar. And so you say to yourself, say what? How's that possible? If you have a building here and you solar it, you get, you know, you save enough money to get money back from putting stuff on the grid. So why is the Navy can't do it without screwing up? That's been a question that's been asked since 1775. Why can't the Navy do it without having me screw that? Right? And there's no real good explanation for it, you know, just that they thought they should do it. And I don't know, maybe sometimes with government contracts, the low bidder isn't really very low, you know. And sometimes they're too low, and they, for instance, they cut corners, or they don't really have the expertise to, you know, to pour the mirror for the Hubble telescope. So as soon as it's installed, everything's all blurry and screwed up. Has to be fixed. You'll have these things when you deal with the government. That's it right there. The tease says not. The tease says not. Kathleen Parker speaking about Sarah Palin's decision not to run. And she just decided, you know, Sarah Palin's a flake. And it's a good thing she's not running. And she prayed with her husband, all that kind of stuff. And so obviously God exists. And he like said, okay, don't run. And Sarah Palin did hear him. And Sarah Palin was wise. And a heavenly light shone on the naked and the clothed alike. And the people were at peace once more. She's right. If you had Sarah Palin running, the media just follows her around like, I don't know what, does she have a scent? Does she have a media scent? Anyway, they do. They follow around like a pack of dogs. And so, you know, it would just be totally screw up anything that's going on with the Republican Party, and probably wouldn't screw up the Republican Party anyway. So, here's how I look at it. I want the Republicans, when they've decided who the best candidate they have is and they put him up to run for president of the United States, I want to feel that I think he's the best candidate that should have run. Doesn't matter whether I vote for him or not. I may vote for somebody else. But the point is I want to know that I think we got the best deal for our dough and putting this man in the office of the presidency. I don't care if Republicans. I don't care if it's Barack Obama running again. I want to feel like the Republican Party feels like they got the right guy and or gal, and Democrats feel like they got the right gal or guy. And if I'm not happy with either one of them, I'll wander off somewhere else. That's the way I am. I'm not a partisan kind of guy. I don't get into it. But anyway, let's see what else is going on. And so here we had, interesting enough, we had Val, my pal, gal pal Val, call and say, you know, she, I don't understand how come some things are written the way they are. Well, here was somebody, Carolyn from San Luis Obispo, said, I cannot believe that the Tribune is once again bashing the recently revised trash can ordinance. It's amazing to me how this is considered newsworthy, particularly on the front page of all the problems the San Luis Obispo neighborhoods are experiencing. How about doing some real investigative reporting and publishing an article about the myriad of crimes that occurred during WOW? If you read the police log for that week, you will have thought the part of San Luis Obispo was a combat zone. Why aren't you publishing these statistics and shouting how somebody needs to be done, something needs to be done to curb these problems in our neighborhoods? Many residents are fed up with what goes on in their neighborhoods every weekend, and many have packed up and moved. If you want to truly investigate what is really happening in our neighborhoods rather than focusing on the trash can issue, why don't you reveal why this exodus of homeowners is occurring? This city will face a real crisis if homeowner occupation continues to decline. Now there's a real story to investigate and publish. And an interesting thing with that, too, and I'll say this, is that I feel so lucky, so far, so good. I'm crossing my fingers. I'm hoping I'm knocking on wood. Where's that the wood? That's not real wood here. This is real wood. And knocking on the wood and saying, okay, I hope it doesn't happen. My in-laws live in this area that is, it's above Foothill Boulevard off Tassajara and stuff. And it has just nothing but grief and mayhem goes on in that whole area. Luckily, my in-laws live on a street that they so far have dodged the bullet that, you know, people that aren't trying to get crazy and have parties and ruin everybody's lives are not participating on that street. So far, so good. But I can't imagine what it would be like to have been a homeowner and spent my life in a home and then have it destroyed because people just don't have any and don't have a clue. And they have no courtesy. It would really upset me too.
Smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for. Keep smiling, keep dreaming, keep drinking, whatever you do. I'm telling you. All right, let's get together again tomorrow, shall we? Do I have a guest again tomorrow? I don't think I do. Well, you and I, you're my guest. Thank you. Join me tomorrow at noon on Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network. And don't believe everything you hear here because talk is cheap.
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
I said that.
The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.